Colorado is a destination that shines in every season, offering something special no matter when you visit. From snow-covered peaks in winter to vibrant wildflowers in summer, the state is a paradise for outdoor lovers. The best time to travel to Colorado depends on what you want to do, whether it's skiing in fresh powder, hiking scenic trails, or enjoying the golden hues of fall. Some months bring fewer crowds and better prices, while others offer ideal weather for adventure. Knowing the best times to visit will help you plan a trip that perfectly matches your interests. Best time for skiing. For those seeking fresh powder and thrilling downhill runs, the best time to ski in Colorado is between January and February. These months typically offer deep, high-quality snow, making for optimal skiing conditions. While ski season officially kicks off in late November and can extend into April, snowfall is most reliable in midwinter. Some resorts, like Arapahoe Basin and Keystone, even open as early as late October and may remain operational through mid-June or early July, depending on snowfall. March is another great time to hit the slopes if you prefer slightly warmer temperatures and fewer frigid days. Additionally, this time of year brings exciting winter events like Aspen Gay Ski Week and the Steamboat Springs Winter Carnival, adding even more entertainment off the slopes. 4 tips for skiing in Colorado. Book accommodations early. Popular ski resorts fill up fast, especially during peak season. Reserving your stay months in advance can help secure better rates. Choose high-altitude resorts. Locations like Breckenridge, Vail, and Aspen typically retain snow longer due to their elevation. Dress in layers. Colorado's winter weather can be unpredictable, with temperature swings throughout the day. Wearing layers ensures you stay comfortable. Avoid holiday weekends. Christmas, New Year's, and President's Day weekends see the heaviest crowds and highest prices. Traveling midweek can help you avoid the rush. Best time for wildflowers. If you love vibrant landscapes and colorful fields of wildflowers, plan a trip to Colorado between late May and August. The timing varies depending on elevation, as lower areas begin blooming in late spring while higher elevations don't see peak wildflowers until July or even August. Crested Butte, often called the wildflower capital of Colorado, is one of the best places to see stunning floral displays. Yankee Boy Basin and the San Juan Mountains are also excellent locations to witness nature's seasonal masterpiece. The combination of lush green meadows, rolling hills, and snow-capped peaks makes for breathtaking scenery, making this one of the most photogenic times to visit. 4 tips for wildflower viewing in Colorado. Visit higher elevations in midsummer. To see peak blooms, plan a trip to alpine meadows in July or August. Check local wildflower reports. Websites and park ranger stations often provide updates on blooming conditions. Start your hikes early. Afternoon thunderstorms are common in the summer, so begin your hikes in the morning to avoid rain and lightning. Respect nature. Stay on designated trails to prevent damaging fragile wildflower ecosystems. Best time for affordable prices. Colorado can be expensive, especially during peak ski and summer seasons, but budget travelers can still enjoy the state by visiting in the shoulder seasons, April to May and late October to mid-December. These months offer significantly lower prices on hotels, vacation rentals, and even flights. The best deals can be found near ski towns right before the winter rush and just after the snow melts in spring. If you're looking for a more affordable alternative to high-end destinations like Aspen or Vail, consider staying in smaller mountain towns such as Leadville, Salida, or Glenwood Springs. These areas offer similar outdoor activities and scenic beauty without the high price tag. 4 tips for saving money in Colorado. Travel midweek. Hotels and flights are generally cheaper from Monday to Thursday compared to weekends. Stay in less touristy towns. Smaller mountain towns offer great accommodations at lower rates. Book flights with budget airlines. Frontier Airlines, based in Colorado, often has low-cost options. Take advantage of off-season deals. Many hotels and attractions offer discounts during the quieter months. Best time for fall foliage. Autumn in Colorado is truly magical, with golden aspen leaves blanketing the mountainsides from mid-September to mid-October. The exact timing of peak foliage varies depending on elevation, with higher altitudes changing color first. Aspen, Telluride, and Crested Butte are some of the most popular destinations to witness fall colors. Scenic byways like the Million Dollar Highway and the Peak to Peak Highway offer breathtaking drives through the golden forests. While some areas see their leaves change as early as late August, others hold onto their autumn hues well into October, allowing for a flexible window to experience the beauty. 4 tips for leaf peeping in Colorado. Visit in late September for peak colors. Higher elevations see fall foliage sooner, so time your visit accordingly. Drive scenic byways. Highways like Kepler Pass and Independence Pass offer stunning views of golden aspen trees. Check fall foliage reports. Websites and local tourism offices track peak colors to help you plan the perfect trip. Start early to avoid crowds. Popular scenic routes can get busy, so aim for early morning drives. Best time for smaller crowds. If you prefer a more peaceful and less touristy experience, visiting Colorado during the off-seasons is your best bet. The shoulder seasons, April to May and October to mid-December, offer fewer crowds, quieter hiking trails, and easier access to popular destinations. During these months, the notorious I-70 highway leading to the mountains sees less congestion, and reservations at restaurants and resorts are easier to secure. Even Denver, which serves as a hub for travelers heading to the mountains, feels more relaxed during this time, making it an excellent season for those who want to explore the city without the usual hustle and bustle. 4 tips for avoiding crowds in Colorado. Travel in early November. This is a quiet time before ski season kicks off, offering peaceful stays in mountain towns. Visit lesser-known destinations. Instead of Aspen or Vail, check out places like Ouray, Silverton, or Pagosa Springs. Go midweek. Popular attractions and trails are much quieter from Monday to Thursday. Start activities early. Whether hiking or sightseeing, getting an early start ensures a more private experience. Worst time to visit Colorado. While Colorado is an incredible destination year-round, certain times of the year may not be ideal for every traveler. The peak seasons, summer, June to September, and winter, mid-December to March, bring the highest prices and heaviest crowds. If you're on a budget or prefer a quieter experience, these months might not be the best choice. Additionally, extreme weather conditions can be a challenge. Hikers and campers may struggle with unpredictable snowfall in late fall or early spring, while skiers won't find much action during the summer months. For those who dislike large crowds or fluctuating weather, timing your trip carefully is essential. 4 tips to handle peak seasons in Colorado. Book in advance. Hotels, flights, and rental cars fill up fast during peak seasons, so early reservations are key. Explore less popular areas. Instead of Rocky Mountain National Park, consider visiting lesser-known state parks like Black Canyon of the Gunnison. Plan activities for off-peak hours. Hit popular trails early in the morning or explore downtown Denver on weekdays to avoid crowds. Budget accordingly. Expect higher costs on lodging, activities, and even dining, so plan for extra expenses. Final thoughts on the best time to visit Colorado. Colorado offers something special in every season, whether you're looking for world-class skiing, breathtaking fall foliage, or vibrant wildflowers. The best time to visit Colorado depends on your priorities: winter for skiing, summer for hiking, or the off-seasons for lower prices and fewer crowds. No matter when you go, the state's natural beauty and outdoor adventures make it a must-visit destination year-round.